Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. SEPTA is bringing back evening express trains on regional rail today, but they're still not back for the morning commute. KYW's Nigel Thompson was in Bryn Mawr as riders still struggled to find a train on time.
Rich rides the regional rail into the city for work twice a week from Bryn Mawr, and he's cautiously optimistic that commutes will be getting easier.
I'd like to think that SEPTA isn't going to overpromise and underdeliver.
He says the last month or so, ever since SEPTA was ordered by the Federal Railroad Administration to inspect its Silverliner 4 rail cars, which brought major delays and overcrowding, he's had to make some adjustments.
I think like a number of people out here, I've jumped into an Uber, you know, to accommodate the fact that the train times have been spread out a bit more by some of the cancellations.
Satya takes SEPTA into work every day and says even though he's been able to catch a train from Bryn Mawr, it's not the same for colleagues.
I have so many colleagues who live down from Bryn Mawr and they wouldn't know when the next train would be. Yeah. And there were instances where they would reach the office at 10:30, 11 o'clock.
SEPTA completed its inspection on November 14th, but is telling riders to expect delays and disruptions until the new year. In Bryn Mawr, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Negotiations between SEPTA and its largest union picking back up with a strike threat looming. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
The pace of contract talks picked up last week after his members authorized a strike, said Transport Workers Union Local 234 President Will Vera.
I expected it that once we got the authorization that they were going to just start moving along on some things.
Vera says when talks were last held on Thursday, he had asked SEPTA for information on pensions and health care, and his first goal was improving working conditions. SEPTA GM Scott Sauer says both sides understand SEPTA is working with 2 years of capital money to fund operations.
Everybody knows this is just a two-year fix before we're back in Harrisburg again. So I think everybody's playing under the same assumptions, and that has made for, I think, an easier negotiation to this point.
Sauer says he's optimistic a deal can be reached. Vera says he's seen progress so far.
I do see urgency on both sides because we want to get something done as well.
Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
New Jersey's acting comptroller says some state employee health funds are signing illegal contracts. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more on this.
As state employee health insurance costs continue to rise, New Jersey acting comptroller Kevin Walsh says there are several issues contributing to higher costs, including what he says are conflicts of interest with insurance companies.
Which is a real direct hit to accountability and affordability for New Jersey taxpayers.
One of them is Connor Strong and Buckaloo, a firm founded by George Norcross. It's an administrator for several health funds representing more than 100,000 people.
And we asked them to send us a plan to clean it all up, and they've refused to do so. They've refused to fix now unlawful contracts and really rampant conflicts of interest.
Walsh is asking for the legislature to ensure the laws are being enforced. Connor Strong and Buckaloo has said all laws are being followed and that this report is politically motivated. The company alleges it's not oversight, but abuse and a violation of public trust coming from the comptroller. The timing of this adds a layer of complexity because a new administration is coming into Trenton, and with the comptroller being appointed by the governor, Walsh could be swiftly replaced, a possibility he didn't want to talk about at this time. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Thanksgiving table loaded with trimmings and piles of gifts under the Christmas tree are out of the cards for many Americans this holiday season as prices remain high. KYW's Connor Barkon spoke with a financial planner about ways to celebrate without breaking the bank.
The Philadelphia City Controller's Office says the cost for a full Thanksgiving feast is up 19% compared to last year. Experts have tips for anyone planning holiday get-togethers.
Being intentional about what is meaningful to you and how you celebrate.
Carrie Morgan is a partner at Livelihood Financial Planning in Philadelphia.
Everyone is watching their pennies and you're not alone. That's kind of what we're telling people.
Morgan recommends having conversations with loved ones about any plans to tighten holiday spending.
There shouldn't be embarrassment around it. It just should be a sharing of information so that there's no unpleasant surprises and it actually makes everybody more comfortable by setting that expectation.
Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.